Charms Bathrooms on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Why would you have a wall covering on your bathroom? What would you think of as important?
I would think it was important from the water point of view.
Yes. Yes.
And I would also think it was important for what it looked like point of view.
Yes. Yes. And I, as a girl, would add another one. That's keeping it clean. But I know you don't do that.
I have people to do that. I believe. And one day they should be allowed out. If only, Rachel, that was true. If only that was true. So, yes, very important. Actually, keeping your bathroom clean, because there's no point, is there, genuinely, in coming and getting a beautiful new bathroom suite from Charms here,
yep,
if you're not going to keep it clean.
No. Oh, don't stop me on that one.
No, but it's true. It's true. And also, if you're going to get a new bathroom suite, why not get one that's easier to keep clean? Because, you know, we have those options now, don't we?
We do. So, back to the sort of... So, mainly, we do tiles and we do the wall boardings. They are all by definition waterproof and able to keep clean. The wall boardings have had some bad press over the years, but the ones we use Nuance wall boarding, is especially waterproof, comes with 15-year guarantees. You know, it's a good product that hasn't let us down.
And just tell us about wall boardings then. Do you then paint those or decorate them?
No, they come decorated. They're a core of a waterproof material. You can run water on this material all day and it will not get wet. And it's wrapped in a decorative finish, so you can have anything from a shiny white to matte black and all stops in between.
So, and when we're choosing, we can just look through all the choices and just pick, that's the one I want.
Yep, and they're done, they're beautiful finished. They make a very easy job. You don't need a tiler. They're probably a little bit more expensive to buy than tiles, mm-hmm, in the first place. But when they're up, there's no grout lines, there's no cleaning of grout lines or anything like this to worry about. You just wipe them over following the manufacturer's instructions.
So. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. But obviously tiles would be the first thing I suppose people would think of when we talk about this subject.
They do, again.
And they can add a lot of style as well, can't they? And
Ooh,
it seems to be quite on trend now to have just different tiles for different walls. So you might have a feature wall in your bathroom.
May have a feature wall, may have a feature border or a feature panel within a wall. Sometimes we've got those lovely mirror tiles down there, which you liked earlier.
Yeah.
Too much of those would look too much, but just a strip down the shower would look lovely.
Yes, so. Absolutely. And there's a whole load of inspiration when you come around the showroom here, because you see all sorts of things, probably things that you'd not even thought of before, which is sort of the great thing about coming to Charms. And the process then with, obviously, as you said, somebody's got to come and put those tiles in for you.
Yes, well, for starters, there's lots and lots of different types of tiles, so find the right person. We don't do a lot of natural stone or anything like that. If you want natural stone, that's great. It needs a little extra care, but make sure you've got a good tiler who knows how to handle these materials and how to finish them. With the tiles we do, the techniques have improved no end. You can have tiles that are fully rectified. That means they would naturally butt up to each other. You do need grout in a bathroom, because otherwise you could end up with leaks. Grout makes it waterproof. So you can have like stone look tiles, which are not stone. They just look like it. So there's minimal maintenance and this sort of thing. You can have matte finishes, shiny finishes, lots of different colours. You can have them tiled, portrait, brick style, landscape, and on diagonals if you fancy. Lots of, you know, any, let your imagination go wild.
It's quite exciting, that, really. And it can, if people's bathrooms can be pretty small rooms sometimes, you can do a lot, can't you, to give the impression of a bigger room with some of this imaging.
Some of the bigger tiles make a room look a lot larger than it really is. So that's quite clever. But also, there's a big range of tiles, from tiny mosaics, which you perhaps just use for a feature area, to the metro tiles, you know, the ones that look nice in traditional settings. We actually do floorboards that are made of tiles, so they look like floorboarding, but they're waterproof.
And that's really cool.
That is really, it's very simple. And people sometimes put that up the wall. That looks stunning.
I also like the idea with some of the things in the showroom here. There are tiles, you know, when you're sort of sitting in the bath or whatever, thinking about life, because actually we all spend a bit of time, don't we, just sat in the bathroom. I love the idea of having things like tiles that look different every time you look at them, so you never get bored of what you see.
You're thinking of the ones around there, aren't you? They do. It's best, hence how the light affects it, doesn't it?
There's a lot of really, really interesting things, and there's a lot of things that are quite futuristic looking, aren't there, in the showroom here, but then more traditional stuff as well.
Lots of, and every range in between. And fashions change, we're constantly having to change the tiles.
Yeah.
So, because they do, trends do change. But texture seems very popular at present. Texture tiles. Me, I'm a shiny tile girl.
I like the shiny tiles. I just think they're interesting to look at. But you were saying to me that you've got to pick one that's easy to keep clean.
Oh, it's just me. It depends how vigilant you are and how good you are.
Because
you like the tiles there with that make up almost like a picture, don't you?
I must admit, we stood behind a big mirror fitted into the tiles behind it, and that looks amazing.
Yeah, with great lighting. That's dead easy to do.
But that looks fantastic within the tiles. It looks really great.
That really does give your bathroom an illusion of space as well.
I think, ultimately, this is the win. You want a bathroom at home that makes you feel like your bathroom at home is like a 5-star hotel bathroom.
Oh, yes.
That's the dream.
The boutique bathroom.
That's the dream, I think.
Yes.
Now, here's a thing that Rachel has told me. Grout, for all you grout fans out there, grout is no longer just white.
No. In fact, I really wouldn't have white grout on the floor because it just gets dirty.
Yes.
So, lots and lots of different colours, so you can almost not see the grout at all.
That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got the slate over there where you can have a look and see where the grout matches the tile, so it makes a completely smooth look.
Isn't that fantastic? So you can find out all about this here at the Charm Showroom, which is on the Beach Avenue Business Park behind Marks & Spencer. And just to give you an idea, there is so much to walk in and see here. This is where you come and just pick up your ideas, isn't it?
Yes, but talk to us because there's always more ideas we can give you.
Do people ever come in and bring you pictures from their house?
Yes, they do. And that's
and
actually
does that
really
help?
Oh, yes. Bringing photographs of what you've already got or that sort of thing. Or when you make an appointment to come see one of our designers, bringing your dimensions, but also bringing some photos because it really does help.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, these guys are the experts and they will help you find the perfect bathroom for you. Rachel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Charm's Bathrooms on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.